It's time to start morning music with Graham Pascoe. Hope you enjoy a couple of hours of music. I'll be playing recordings from the hit parades of the 1940s, 50s and 60s and some everlasting songs from stage and movie musicals. Some of the artists you'll hear are Matt Munro, K.D. Lang. Haven't played one of K.D. Lang's recordings for a long, long time. Frank Sinatra, Dionne Warwick, Nat King Cole, Margaret Whiting, Peter Dawson and others.
Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, how you can love. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, heavens above, you make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still a minute, I'm so. Oh, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh, da 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 da. About a certain little lad, although he's very, very bad, he could be oh so good when he wanted to. Bad or good, he understood about love and other things. For every girl in town followed him around just to hold his hand and sing.
Oh, Johnny!
Oh, Johnny, Johnny, how you can love.
Oh, Johnny!
Oh, Johnny, Johnny, heaven up above, way above, you make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still another minute.
Oh, Johnny!
Oh, Johnny, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it is true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny, 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 my da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it is true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh. That was a hit for the Andrews Sisters in 1940, written back in 1916 by Abe Ullman and Ed Rose for a New York show called Follow Me. In 1953, Perry Como and some other singers had a successful recording of Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. I wonder if you can pick who the artist sings this version.
Stars get in your eyes, oh, keep your heart from me, but someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights, too many stars, too many moons could change your mind. If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you see you're the only one I'll ever love. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart for me, but someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
The singer of Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes was Katie Lang. The song was written by Slim Willett.
She walks like an angel walks. She talks like an angel talks. And her hair has a kind of curl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. She's wise like an angel's wise, with eyes like an angel's eyes, and a smile kind of like a pearl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off my feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. Looks like an angel looks. She cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off of my feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. She even cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. And my heart's kind of full of joy, because she told me I'm her kind of boy.
My Kind of Girl, written by Leslie Bricusse, sung by Matt Monro with great success in 1961. I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth of the British singer Matt Monro in 1930. In 1936, Cole Porter wrote some songs for a motion picture, Born to Dance. Some of the actors in that film were Virginia Bruce and a rather young James Stewart, yes. And I'm going to play two songs now, which Cole Porter wrote for that movie, Born to Dance.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in, I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Thank you.
Easy to Love, sung by the Canadian singer Maureen Forrester, written by Cole Porter for the 1936 motion picture Born to Dance. In the film, it was sung by a very young James Stewart. And before Easy to Love, you heard I've Got You Under My Skin, another song written for that film. And in the film, it was sung by Virginia Bruce to seduce James Stewart.
You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live neath your spell. That voodoo that you do so well. For you do something to me that nobody else can do. Something that simply mystifies me. You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live neath your spell. You do that voodoo that I knew that you do, that voodoo that you knew that you do so well. For you do something to me that nobody else can do, that nobody else can do.
In about 1993, Anthony Warlow and the Victorian Philharmonic Orchestra made that recording of Cole Porter's You Do Something to Me. Porter wrote it in 1929 for a New York show called 50 Million Frenchmen. In 1939, Joe Bishop made an arrangement of Woodchopper's Ball for the orchestra of Woody Herman. It's one of my favourite big band recordings. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Woody Herman's orchestra, The Woodchopper's Ball. In 1965, Burt Bacharach and Hal David wrote the score for a New York show called Promises, Promises. Do you remember?
Promises, promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing.
The title song of the 1965 show Promises, Promises was sung by Dionne Warwick. The next two selections are from a 1956 Broadway show, Bells Are Ringing.
Just in time. Just in time. I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going, no more doubt or fear. I found my way, love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day.
trifle blue. Picture an Aussie girlie looking so all alone, when perchance in a quiet little street these two lonesome souls happen to meet. When a boy from Alabama meets a girl from Gundagai, winter turns into spring and the birds start to sing a sweet lullaby. When the boy from Alabama tells the girl from Gundagai that, believe it or not, he sure likes her a lot, a silver lining's in the sky. Pretty soon they're strolling out together, a new day has begun. Life is just a bunch of sunny weather, and troubles like bubbles go one by one. When a boy from Alabama meets a girl from Gundagai, all the world is in tune, and a sweet honeymoon will happen in the by and by. When a boy from Alabama meets a girl from Gundagai, the storm clouds disappear, instead a rainbow's in the sky. When a boy from Alabama tells the girl, say you're a honey, then the dinkum Aussie girlie doesn't care he's got no money. He phones her in the morning and makes a special date. She hurries home from work that night to see him, she can't wait. He looks like Robert Taylor, she loves his manly walk. She reckons she could sit for hours and listen to him talk. Pretty soon they're strolling out together, a new day has begun. Life is just a bunch of sunny weather, and troubles like bubbles go one by one. When a boy from Alabama meets a girl from Gundagai, all the world is in tune, and a sweet honeymoon will happen in the by and by.
That was a recording that Joy Nichols made in Sydney in 1942, when a boy from Alabama meets a girl from Gundagai. It was written by Jack O'Hagan, and Jack O'Hagan also wrote the following song about Gundagai.
There's a scene that lingers in my memory, of an old Booth home and friends I long to see. That's why I am yearning just to be returning along the road to Gundagai. There's a train winding back to an old fashioned shack along the road to Gundagai, where the blue gums are growing and the marmbidgee's flowing beneath that sunny sky, where my daddy and mother are waiting for me, and the band of my childhood once more I will see. Then no more will I roam when I'm heading right home along the road to Gundagai. When I get back there, I'll be a kid again, who will never have a thought of grief or pain. Once more I'll be playing where the gums are swaying along the road to Gundagai. There's a track
back, winding back to an old fashioned shack along the road to Gundagai, where the blue gums are growing and the marambigi's loving beneath the sunny sky, where my daddy and mother are waiting for me, and the pals of my childhood once more I will see. Then no more will I roam when I'm heading right home.
Along the Road to Gundagai, sung by the Australian baritone Peter Dawson with a chorus in 1931. I said at the start of the program that I'd be playing some everlasting songs. I think this one would qualify. The song that you'll hear now was written in 1910.
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep
American singers Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet had a lot of hit songs back in the 50s. The recording you just heard was just by Steve Lawrence alone, singing an old song, Let Me Call You Sweetheart, written in 1910 by Leo Friedman, with lyrics by Beth Slater-Whitson. Today's anniversary of birth of American songwriter Ray Henderson. He a prolific songwriter, particularly in the 1920s, I'm going to play two recordings of songs which Ray Henderson and other colleagues wrote.
Thank you. up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Oh, eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, no, don't eat meat, no, cut out sweets, no, you'll get pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from Len Bernard when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
You wanted me to, and I will. And tonight, just to show you how I feel, I want to sing an old favorite of mine. Bert, will you tell the boys to play I'm Sitting on Top of the World? All right, boys, hit it. Come on.
I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm singing a song. Yes, singing a song. And I'm sweating the blue of the world. I'm going along. Get going along. Glory, hallelujah, I just sold a parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm a-going to fall. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm singing a song. Yes, singing a song. Come on, give me all you got now. I'm sitting on top of the world.
You probably don't need me to tell you that that was Al Jolson singing I'm Sitting on Top of the World. Button Up Your Overcoat was sung by Harry Price with the Melbourne band Tabasco in 1999. Ray Henderson was one of the trio of songwriters, two different trios, who wrote those songs.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up. Tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out. Push him out, fly him out. Cancel him and let him go. Yay, sister! I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send make a change. Ride that man right off your range. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dream.
Oh, oh,
if you like the different comics, if you root for different teams, waste no time, weep no more. Show him what the door is for. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams. You can't light a fire when the wood's all wet.
No.
You can't make a butterfly strong.
Uh-huh.
You can't fix an egg when it ain't quite good.
And you can't fix a man when he's wrong.
You can't put back a petal when it falls from a flower, or sweeten up a feller when he starts turning sour.
Oh no!
Martin, star of stage and screen and records, American singer who established herself in the late 1930s on Broadway and then went on to a very distinguished career. Mary Martin sang "I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair." She sang it with the Women's Chorus, and she was one of the original Broadway cast of the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific. And that was what one of the songs that Mary Martin sang in that show.